But on the way there, we come by, Grease kept telling me about it. He said, you know, boy, there ain't nothing like cherry cider. And I said, well, I look forward to taking a sip of that stuff when we get to where there is some. So we come to this great big old cherry orchard, and they had a stand there, and they had ice cold cherry cider. You know what I mean? It was fresh cider, too. It wasn't none of that there fermented stuff. Boy, I took a glass of that and took a sip of it, and boy, it was good. That was the next thing that'd been to heaven for there, you know. Man, I just drank one glass of that stuff right after another, but after a while, I got filled up. So we said, well, just buy a couple of gallons of that stuff, and we'll take it right along with us. Okay, they were willing to sell us it, so we bought it. We put it in the trunk of that there, that old 37 Chevrolet coupe. And we was driving along, and all of a sudden, something went boom. Oh, we thought, now we got a flat tire. We got out all fixed up to change the flat tire. There wasn't nothing wrong with them tires. We couldn't see nothing wrong with the car, so we got in. It run all right, so away we on down the highway. You know, after a while, there, boom. What was that? We got out, looked around, couldn't see nothing wrong. So we went on, and we come to this motel, and it was getting dark. And we figured, well, we wasn't going to make it all out of Michigan anyhow, so we just well stop and go to the motel. So we was kind of green, you know, we didn't know much about motels. I never stayed in one of them things, but I understood other people did, so it must be all right. So we goes up to this window, and we said, we want a room. Okay, we'll sell you a room. And so they told us how much it was, and we paid them, and they say, you go to number 14 down there. That's where you're going to stay all night. Okay, we drive down there. And they give us a key, you know. We unlocked that thing. And we went in there. And you know, it was just one great big room. And there was no partition or nothing. The restroom and the bed and everything was all right in this one big room. And Grace says, Albion, and we forgot to bring in our suitcases.
I was so embarrassed. And I kept sending him out to the car to bring stuff in. And he bring it in a hurry, and
well, I'm just like, oh, well, I couldn't find nothing out there that she talked about.
And he wouldn't give me time to go to the bathroom. I sure wasn't going to.
She figured she's going to get all disrobed, you know, and jump in bed before I got back, and I wasn't even going to get a look at her.
Oh, well, it was so embarrassing.
I opened up that turtle back on that car. And you know, that cherry cider, it exploded. And then we had cherry cider all over everything. When it got hot, it expanded. What I mean, we really had some sticky, juicy stuff.